This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, y'all. What's going on? Oops. How are y'all today? Good morning. We are in the studio, Praise 107.9, always having a good time. I'm here with Miss Tiffany Pineda, worldwide, world-renowned comedian.
Yes, speak it. Yes, good morning, guys. Good morning.
And we are here with Jeremy Plummer.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you this morning?
We're fine.
Jeremy, you are very happy.
Oh, I'm always happy, man.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So y'all, you know, we're just here, Financing Your Future radio show. Here to help you guys get to a point where you realize that you have to finance your future.
Yes.
It's not going to just happen by itself. You're not going to retire well just because you say you are. The same way you finance a car or finance a house, you've got to finance your future. Otherwise, like I see a lot of people doing right now, even middle-class people who allow debt to let them live a lifestyle they can't really afford.
Right.
Once you stop working and that money stops coming in, I see so many people have to get a job in their retirement years, sell the house, downsize the house, sell the car. Mm-hmm. And that's what you don't want to happen.
Right.
So anyway, that's what we're here for, and that's what we're here all the time doing. You can always reach us here in the studio, 904-296-2251. Indeed. And or call us at our office, 904-533-6154. And real quick, guys, it's brought to you, this show, by Harvest Group Institute. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Harvest Group Institute is a Bible-based training company because I believe that Jesus died and rose and made me his so I can have and enjoy life. And that's what that ministry does, is teach people how to have and enjoy life in every area, financially, maritally, as a parent, so on and so forth. And whatever you want to do, Harvest Group Institute can help you do it. Rack City Inspiration, Miss Melinda Rackley. She is a phenomenal writer and publisher.
Yes.
If you got an idea, you're trying to get your book out, she can help you get it done. Go to her website, rackcityinspiration.com. Don't forget about First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe. He has been sponsoring our radio show and our seminars for the last 5 years. And we're excited to have those guys. His number is 904-269-8772. Call him up. Get your life insurance done. Get some retirement stuff in place. That's what they're there for.
Get a better Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Right.
So husbands, for Valentine's Day, go out and buy a card, sign it, and put in the card their certificate that says, baby, if something happens to me, this is how much you get. Go get your wife and family some life insurance.
Make sure you go through that counseling first.
To make sure everything's
good. You don't want
that
to be like a good idea.
Incentive.
You
know? Right.
Well, yeah. If you're on the outs, maybe don't want to do that.
Yeah, make sure you give her some flowers and take her out before you give her the car, the life insurance.
And I always thought when Tiffany first said that just was really a cool idea. You know, if you really want to show your family that you love them, guys, make sure you got life insurance in place. Make sure that if something happens to you, she doesn't lose the house, she doesn't lose the car, the bills get paid, and the family is taken care of. You got to do that. That's love.
That's it.
So anyways, call First Command Financial. They can help you do that, 904-269-8772. And don't forget about Kids in Cape, Inc. They are here to help keep kids safe.
Yes.
From sexual predators and sexual abuse. That is their goal. That's what they do, man. And they do a very, very good job of it.
And you can help them do it.
And you can help them do it, right. If you have a heart for young people and you want to serve somewhere, you want to sow your money somewhere, your time somewhere, go to kidsincapesinc.org. And help these guys out. They would love to have you. And then Chiropractic Injury Solutions, they have a South Side and West Side location. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. The other day, a friend of mine tweaked her back, and she was like, man, I need to go somewhere. And I said, hey, you want to check out Dr. Natalie Blum? Like, I go there, and they mm-hmm. do an amazing job. They do an amazing job. I got a question real quick about mm-hmm. that. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be funny or offensive, so.
Oh boy!
They did ask me. Did you offend somebody? Never. I don't know. Maybe. So look, I was at my chiropractor thing. They used to do a massage, and they cracked my back.
Okay.
So this day, I went in. They were like, "Go in that room on the left." So I went, everyone left, and I got ready to shut the door and, you know, take my shirt and stuff off. And right as I got in the door, this guy walks in and said, "Yeah, man, make yourself comfortable. I'll be right back to take care of you." And I was like, "I got to use the bathroom real quick." And I ran out, and I went to my friend, because Natalie is a friend of mine. I went to Natalie, and I said, "Hey, am I wrong if I don't want a man to massage me?" Mm-hmm. And she was like, "You're not really wrong, but that's completely homophobic." I bust out laughing.
I kind of have to agree with that. I mean, it just seems like, I understand. I'd be kind of like weirded out, too, if I'm in there. Old boy walks in. He's like, "You ready to get started?" I'm just going to like,
And so I was like, I laughed, and I was like, "I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, you know."
Yeah.
I said, and I tried to see it in my head. Like, I tried to imagine it to see if I could do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't even imagine it. I can't get past.
I think it's indicative of the fact that he enjoys the massage too much.
No. The massage, yeah. She stick her elbow in my back, and she be getting it in.
I can do that for you, like, for free.
It's the
Lord in this.
No, she's super, she's strong. Like, I would be scared to fight
strong
her.
Strong in the Lord and all his might.
No, she's strong, and she be cracking. She put her elbow in my back, and it ain't like it feel good. Ooh. You know, she doing it, you know, because I had a little accident. So my show, and so she be in there, and I be like, you know, and so it ain't like it's a sensual
enjoyable
type of, right?
Yeah.
I just still don't want to do doing it.
Okay.
You know, so anyways, I just thought that was funny what she said. And I said, "Please don't make them feel bad, though." You know, she was like, "Oh, go in the other room and the other lady will do it, the one who always stick her elbow in my back and stuff."
Okay.
I just thought that was a funny situation for me. It made me laugh. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get in awkward situations sometimes, and I just.
Because we're human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always told people I'm God's sense of humor.
You said what?
He's God's sense of humor.
God's sense of humor. Like, for real, I have the weirdest stuff happen to me. The other day, I was sitting in traffic on, like, Wells Road across from Chick-fil-A. And I was just sitting there, just, you know, grooving to the radio, mind my own business, look over, and a duck's flying straight at my car.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there like, of course this thing's just going to glide up.
That's what you think? Yeah.
He doesn't. He
slams the duck flew
right,
into your car.
Right. It was one of those, like, you know, Daffy Duck moments where the thing, like, hits your window and then, like, slowly slides down and he's looking at you kind of awkward.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who does your car detailing? Because your windows are really, really clear.
Oh, I do it.
Can you do mine?
I am mine. You asked me the other day, what kind of business can you do? There you go.
Car detailing.
Yeah, I was like, you know, the comedy stuff, you know, that's what I
was. No, we're still trying to help.
We can still have a detailing company. And what's your...
I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I was at this like, you know, fork, and we're like, do I get out of my car? And
he ran over the duck. He said,
see if this duck is okay.
He said no.
Gauging by the response of everyone else in the car or everyone else like in traffic, they were like laughing as hard as I was. My first instinct was like,
so it was a road full of duck killers.
That is hilarious, dude.
So, you know.
We need to do a show one day where we just tell stories, Jeremy, because you got some good stories.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was driving down the street the other day, and a homeless lady threw a rock at my windshield.
Really?
Yeah, just, and I, you know, I'm driving
you
down the street.
You look like her ex.
And I guess so. And I see this homeless lady on the side of the road, like, I don't know, half a block down, like, I'm driving. And all of a sudden, I saw her bend over and pick up a rock. And something in my head said, what's she finna do with that rock? And I kid you not, she picked it up and said, wham, right into my windshield. And I just rolled on past. And she didn't even turn around. She just kept walking. So just
that was
crazy,
a cry
crazy
for help.
Stuff.
You should have got out and laid hands on
negative
her and just cast
spider.
That spirit up.
I'm okay. All right, anyway, let's get moving. So we need to do that one of these days, Jeremy. We can just sit there and tell stories because we got some good stuff.
He left me out of that.
Some good stories, too? I know you do. Can you tell a lot of your stories in your comedy? You got to, y'all got to check these guys out. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
So Chiropractic Injury Solutions, 904-300-3114. Go to chiropractorjacks.com. What she say?
I said we're still on the sponsors.
Yeah.
Amazing people who help us do what we do.
They help us do what we do, right.
Yeah.
South side and west side location. Go check her out. Ex-Jose, Premier Marketing Experience. They do cards. And the way he put it to me, he said, imagine all that Vistaprint has and the prices that Vistaprint has. He said, but our stock is more quality and it's cheaper than Vistaprint.
Wow.
So check these guys out, 904-316-7119. Don't forget about Luke Lewis of Jackson Real. He is a premier real estate agent here in the city, 904-465-0100. He
will help you. Let him upgrade you.
He'll upgrade. He'll get you in the house. We had a friend come into town And I connected him. The same day she got in town, he dropped everything and went and showed her a bunch of houses. Like, this guy is the real deal. He'll help you get into something. 904-465-0100. And so anyways, that's it. And don't forget about checking out Tiffany Pineda on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jeremy Plummer on Facebook. We're working on their websites and stuff now. They'll be doing a show sometime in June, I believe it'll be. But they're working on their books right now and stuff like that. So keep your ears out, keep your eyes open, watching out for these guys. Super
keep your
funny.
Diaphragm
it's gonna be fun.
Fit. We're gonna make you laugh.
Keep your what?
Diaphragm fit. That's your diaphragm. That's what helps you expand and laugh. And
okay. I thought diaphragm had to do with singing.
It does. Again, it's breathing.
That muscle that gives you strength to sustain.
Yeah.
Yeah, goofy. All right, listen here. What we've been talking about is financial literacy. And what is it? What does it mean? Remember? Mm-hmm. Like I said last time, be critical thinkers. Mm-hmm. When you talk about financial literacy, look at what it means. You know, what is it? What does learning about money mean? You know, mm-hmm. From a biblical perspective, from a natural perspective. And when people are talking to you about money, if they don't have any, you know, like, really think twice before listening to them. So you know how many people I meet that say they want to start a business, and all their friends and family is like, why would you do that? My uncle tried to do one, and, you know, mm-hmm. You got to do this, and da-da-da. It's like, they don't know. Yeah. Like, don't listen to them. I'm not saying don't have wise counsel around you. I'm saying be critical enough of a thinker to recognize when the counsel around you is not wise.
Can I be offensive for a moment?
Go ahead.
I want to be offensive. So even when you're deciding where to plant your seed. So I was connected with a minister that said she was anointed for finances. Mm-hmm. But her and all her family were on Section 8 or living in the projects.
Okay.
How are you anointed for finances and it didn't start in your home?
Maybe she's anointed for them Section 8 people.
But no, that's absolutely correct. And that's what I'm talking about, being a critical thinker. Mm-hmm. When you see somebody who doesn't have what you want, mm-hmm. or if they do have it, but they're not willing to teach it to you.
Yeah, their weave getting repossessed. Like, how you get your weave repossessed? I'm not.
You make
there.
Payments on them?
Yes. Yes.
So I guess Jeremy is white. So when he says you make payments on those,
I'm sorry,
he really doesn't
understand.
Anybody had
any illusions about that. I thought that was cleared up when I said hello, Jackson.
And instead of what up though?
Well, yeah.
So yeah, man, be critical thinkers, and that's a really good thing. Even when it comes to sewing, like I had a young lady call and say, hey, I'm not finna pay tithes anymore. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm done sewing, you know, giving the church or whatever. And I said, tell me what's going on. And she said, well, I've been giving and I've been paying tithe. And there's times when I don't pay my bills like I should, or if, you know, just so I can return a tithe to God. And I said, well, isn't it, you know, I'm not going to debate whether you should or shouldn't do that. That's between you and the Lord. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, I got two questions. I said, when you sow to a church or a ministry, are you expecting a return? Mm. I said, have you released your faith to expect a return? And she was like, well, you're not supposed to give to get anything back. And I said, I hear you, but that's a religious concept. That's not a biblical idea.
Right.
Imagine sowing this is what I told her on the phone. Imagine sowing a rose seed in the ground and not expecting a rose to come up.
Right.
You don't sow a seed and not expect the thing that it's supposed to grow.
Right.
And, That's okay to do. If you don't extend your faith for it, what are you believing for?
Then you got what you were believing for. Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So that was one
idea. Our faith is good.
And it works perfectly. You wasn't expecting anything, and you didn't get
nothing.
Anything. You
praise
know?
The Lord.
And then the second question I said, is the ground that you're sowing in good ground?
That's it.
And people think that giving is just this blanket thing that you do, and you get money back. And I said, kind of, sort of, but not really. You got to look at the you know, a bigger gambit of the word in some of the scripture. And I gave an example. I remember when I had gave this dude a jacket, a suit, a whole suit. And a friend of mine, somebody gave him like $5,000 worth of suits.
Oh, wow.
And I don't mean like a bunch of $100 suits. I mean a couple of $2,000 suits,
wow.
You know, some very nice suits. And I know he was a sewer. And I said to God, I said, God, I give away stuff all the time. And I said, I just gave away a suit. Mm-hmm. And God said, but you didn't give it to good ground.
Mm.
And then he brought back to my memory, this dude never wore the pants. He wore the jacket rolled with the sleeves rolled up.
Oh, Jesus.
I guess like 1990 something?
No, this was, this was 10, 15 years ago, whatever.
1990 something?
Oh, yes. Well, I can't count then.
He doesn't like to read. He can't. Wait.
How am I successful if I don't like to read and I can't count? I pay somebody that can do both of those for me.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, and God said, that wasn't good ground. And I was like, okay. So I started to reconfigure the way I understood sowing and giving. Mm-hmm. And so when it came to me, number one, I sow my seed in the churches, I sow my seed in the people, and I expect a return. Mm-hmm. I extend my faith for that. And there's the Bible says that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Mm-hmm. So when I sow to quote unquote poor people, when I sow into scenarios that are bad off financially, I don't expect a financial return. I am in their life meeting a necessity.
We're blessed to be a blessing.
Right. And so when I sow into people who may not be able to pay their light bill, who may not be able to eat today, when I sow into them, I am supplying their need. Mm-hmm. So I sow that because my God shall supply all of my needs. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when I'm sowing expecting a financial return or a gain, I sow that into people who know what to do with money. Mm-hmm. I sow that into companies that are thriving. Do you understand the difference? Right. So I'm not saying don't sow into negative situations or people who are in poverty. But when I sow into people who are in poverty, my neck is out.
But they don't have a poverty mentality either at the time.
The people who are successful don't.
Right.
But the people who I'm helping get the bills paid, paying their light bill, bringing food over the house, buying their kids some clothes or shoes or whatever, these are people who have shown they don't know what to do with money. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, one of the things I talk about, I guess we change subject a little bit. When you were 14 years old, 15 years old, you got your first job.
Yeah.
With essentially no bills. Mm-hmm. In that time and in that moment, if somebody was around you, somebody should have been around you mm-hmm. to teach you what to do with that money before you ever had a lot of bills. Mm-hmm. So when people say stuff like, you don't know my situation. No, I know when you got your first job,
yeah,
you didn't have a mm-hmm. whole lot of bills. You didn't have school debt. You didn't have a car note. You didn't have a house note.
Right.
You didn't know what to do with your – so you did have a similar opportunity to every one of us who had our first jobs and had mm-hmm. an opportunity to do right by their finances.
Right.
So not having any money – at a certain point in your life is an indicator that you don't quite know what to do with right. money. And so when I sow into those people, I don't expect a financial return. Mm-hmm. When I sow into those people, I know that I am supplying a need in their life. So I sow that because I need God to supply needs in my life at
That's
times.
It.
So do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But when I want a financial increase, when I want to see a tangible fruitfulness, I find people who know what to do with money. Mm-hmm. I find things that are going well because that is good ground. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, nobody sows seed into fallow ground expecting a return.
Right.
Ground that won't produce anything, no farmer puts seed in that ground.
That's it.
Farmers like to put seed in ground that is fertile and produces.
Right.
And so when I want to sow into people who are fertile and producing, I go find people who I can look in their life and say, this man knows what to do with money.
Success shows evidence. A wise man I know once said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And so I say all that in line with what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. The lady who said, I'm anointed for financial stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's evident that over the years that they're not.
No.
You know. And so what you got to know, you got to use your critical thinking. You got to be able to go in your word and look at the world and marry the and find a unification of the word of God plus the way natural things work financially.
Exactly.
And so, anyways, real quick again, guys, don't forget HarvestGroupInstitute.com, RackCityInspiration.com. Go to First Command Financial, 904-269-8772, Mr. Nick Poe, to get your future intact. And don't forget about KidsInCapeInc.org. They're helping to keep kids safe from sexual abuse and sexual predators. Go to those guys and sow into them and go sow your time. Help them. Bless them. KidsInCapeInc.org. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. If you ever had any accidents or just woke up and you got that crook in your neck and it's been a week and it ain't going nowhere, go see these guys. They'll take good care of you. Don't forget about X Jose. They are a marketing company, 904-316-7119. They have extremely good products, websites, cards, all that kind of stuff. And they're better quality than Vistaprint, and they're less expensive. Luke Lewis, he'll sell you a house, or he'll help you find a condo or even an apartment. Go to him, 904-465-0100. Jackson Real is the name of his company. So anyways, guys, don't forget, as you're navigating this world that everybody's talking about financial literacy, you got to know about money. You got to know about money. They are correct. You got to know how money works. The Bible is replete in teaching people how money works. However, if you're listening to people that don't know how money works, you got to recognize that they don't know. You got to find the people that do know. That's why we exist. Even our current education system, I talked a little bit about that last week. The current education system doesn't teach you how money works.
No, it doesn't.
You know, think about it. You know, you two guys, what did you learn, Jeremy, in school about money?
How to write a check.
How to write a check. You did learn that in school.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool because I didn't learn how to write. I didn't learn that in school. So that's not bad, you know. What about your parents? What did they teach you about money?
Honestly,
I love the eyes. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
It was growing up financially. My mom was basically raising three teenagers on a single income, so there wasn't really a whole lot of like me seeing, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did what she had to do,
right, and what she could do,
and what she could do. You know, raising three kids, especially me. That was, bless her heart. So. You know, as far as finances go, there wasn't really a conversation saying, hey, you know, this is what you need to do. This is how it works.
Right, you know, right.
There wasn't that conversation.
And I'm glad you said it that way. One of the things I say to parents is, and, you know, it even goes for me, and think about you too, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. When, you know, we look at all the stuff we did, because you have, how many kids you got?
Three.
You got three. I have four boys. Mm-hmm. So when I look at all of the mistakes I made as a young man, you know, I say stuff like, hey, buddy, daddy was, you know, I've been to jail a few times, son. Don't do what daddy did. You know, I hung out with the wrong people. Don't do what daddy did. You know, I didn't treat young ladies properly, son. Don't do that. You know, and so I spend my time sharing with them the mistakes I made so they don't make the same mistakes. And most parents do.
That's true.
But do you know the only track they send their kids down?
Is the same one they were on.
Is finances.
Yeah.
They say, don't, you know, mama had you when she was 16. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Daddy was in a gang. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so we name all of the areas that we, quote unquote, kind of failed in. Mm-hmm. And we tell our kids, don't do that.
But the finances,
we're failing miserably financially and send them down the same exact mm-hmm. path. Right. I was talking to a guy and we were talking about this. He's like, no, Joe. I said, okay, I get it. I said, so you got a great job making a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. He was like, no, not a whole lot. I said, well, at least when you get paid, you can take care of whatever you need to take care of. We need to take care of it. You don't got to wait till next paycheck to do certain things. Mm-hmm. He was like, no, yeah, I do sometimes. Okay. I said, well, you really must love where you work at. You must love your job and love your boss. He was like, absolutely not.
Okay.
And I said, so you don't love your job. You don't love your boss. You're not making the money you think you ought to make. You got to sometimes wait till, you know, next paycheck to take care of regular stuff, a pop tire, the kid needs an outfit, a field trip, whatever. I said, so if you know that your finances are not where they need to be, why are you teaching your son to do the same thing you did financially, which is all parents teaching their children. Hey, bud, look, go to school, get good grades, then get into a decent college, get good grades, then get out and get a decent job, mm-hmm. and go ahead and start to live your life and buy your house and da da da. I said, if that track didn't work for 90% of the world, why are you sending your son and your daughter down the same track?
Because
remember,
track.
Everything else that we didn't do well, we tell them don't do. Mm-hmm. But financially, we didn't do well, mm-hmm. and say, go do exactly what I did and produce the same thing I produced.
I think sometimes it's hard to admit that kind of mistake. Like, it's easy to say, you know, hey, don't rob people, you end up in jail. And
don't be
mean to these type of people. But I think sometimes when you're faced with a mistake and you're realizing this is a mistake, it's a lot harder to tell someone not to make it because you're in real time
mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always looking for small indicators that what I am doing is working. So I just did both of my two oldest, 22 and 21, I did their taxes yesterday. And both of them text me separately. I do have like a group text group, mm-hmm. but separately they both said, great, going straight into my savings.
Right.
And so that's one of the indicators. And so every time they get paid, they do their giving, and then they do their saving, mm-hmm. and then they can play a little bit because they still don't have any financial responsibility.
Do you have them investing?
That's one of the things we've started talking about.
Okay, well,
because I need to learn more about that.
I was going
to
say, let's sit down and set up some time to really chat about it. Because if they're young, one of my favorite things, my son, I already got him setting up an investment account with Nick.
Okay.
So let's sit down and talk about that. No. I do have my 2-year-old. I'm setting up an IUL with Nick for him.
Oh.
So if we never touch it for the next 25 or 30 years, by the time he's 60, he'll be able to retire. He could probably retire by 45 if I do it now, and mm-hmm. he's 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my son that's 19, about to be 20, having him start his now, 20, 30, 40, that's 20 years. So by the time he's 40, the money would have been cooking. So if at 40 he wanted to, he would have a situation where he can withdraw like $30,000 a year tax-free.
That's it.
He could literally retire at that time and do what he loves to do, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and sit down and really talk about some of that, and I can help you create some strategies for them.
That's great.
Definitely. So, but anyways, guys, that's the whole point of the show is to open up your mind a little bit. And again, and I think we left off last week talking about the talents, you know, the guys and the talents,
yeah.
2 talents, 1 talent. When he left, he said he expected these guys to produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy with the 1 talent said, I got scared. I was afraid I was going to lose your money. So I didn't want to invest it at all. So I hid it and didn't produce anything with it. And it says he called them wicked. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I'm not here to call anybody wicked. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. But you're supposed to be able to take the money that God has blessed you with and produce more money with it.
That's right.
You're supposed to be able to do that. And so if you're not, I'm telling you guys, give us a call, 904-533-6154, 904-533-6154. Give us a call. And real fast, we have the Making Money course. The next course is on February the 16th. And give us a call at, again, 904-533-6154, and come out to that class. Check it out. You know, I tell people, don't tell me you want to make more money, and we have a course to teach you how to do that. I haven't seen a course like it. We literally teach you how to make money. It's not about budgeting. It's about how to close deals, how to get over the biases we have about finances, how do we get over our fears and emotional connectivity to finances from a biblical perspective. But when it's over and said and done, every one of our students are making money in real time before they graduate the class. So check that out. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com, and look at our educational resources, or give us a call, 904-533-6154. And real quick, guys, last time, don't forget about harvestgroupinstitute.com, rackcityinspiration.com, First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, 904-296-8772, kidsincapeinc.org. They're keeping kids safe from sexual abuse. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. Ex Jose Premier Marketing Experience, 904-316-7119. Mr. Luke Lewis, 904. He will get a house for you with Jackson Real, 904-465-0100. Again, our number at the office is 904-533-6154. And I want to say kudos to those who have called us and who have given us the opportunity to sit with you and help create some financial strategies. You're doing good. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And for those who came to the class from out there in listener land, they came to the class, the last one, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. The information that you're going to get, it's going to change your life forever. You will literally be empowered to make money when you want to make money. If somebody can teach you how, you know, I ask people all the time, guys, if you know how to make 6 figures this year, would you do it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So the only reason a person ain't going out and making $100,000 is because they don't know how. What we're teaching people is how. And that's what this class is about, teaching people how. Because I've been sat down and people have taught me how to make money,
mm-hmm.
how to do it, how to close the deal, how to deal with stuff and how to talk to people and how to get my widget out and how to market myself. I've been taught that stuff. And so at the end of the day, the only reason you're not making more than what you are making now is because you haven't been taught how.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this class is for. We will teach you how. So again, 904-533-6154. That's our number. We appreciate your time and attention, guys. God bless you here at Praise 107.9. Always drive fast and take chances. We
love you. Wear your seatbelt.
Okay, wear your seatbelt.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.